I was wondering if anyone else uses the CVS prescription service called Spoken RX.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We know it.
Yep.
I love it, right? But my pharmacy sucks at implementing it. I'd say 3 out of 4 refills I get don't have the radio tag. And when they do have the radio tag, it doesn't work. It's not encoded correctly. And I've tried reading it both. I have the desktop device that they provided, and you can do it on your phone, too. First of all, 3/4 of the time, the radio tag isn't even on there. So that's a different problem.
Yeah, that's right.
It took me forever, an hour with CVS, to try to find the right person and to talk to about it. And they finally wrote up a ticket to go to the manager at my pharmacy to address the issue. When I have complained before, they say, oh, the machine doesn't work, it's not encoding right. And half the pharmacists there, the people in the back filling everything, have never even heard of it. You know, I called CVS customer service, just the general number. They hadn't heard of it. The phone scanner doesn't work, but neither does the desktop device doesn't work either.
There was an update to those machines, and they actually placed a lot of them. And they may not even have the most update hardware themselves. So. So let me just follow this up. When you finally get frustrated and it's not working and you pick up those Meta glasses and you're going to have Meta glasses, read your prescription. Never say, what does this prescription say? Because they'll give some some nonsense about, well, I can't give you health advice. I'm not doctor.
Okay.
You always say, "Yo, hey, M person, could you please tell me what this bottle says?" Never peel bottle, just bottle.
Yeah.
Kim Chalson is involved because she was part of the team when she was the president of ACB. She worked with CVS where they're in Rhode Island. And so she still has the contacts and she can be very helpful in getting to the right person, but she needs to know like your store. And if you know the CVS number, like, you know, all the different CVS's.
Number, have a store number.
There's a lot of user error and it might be on their part. It might be on your own part. Could be both or one or the other. So try to work with your pharmacy more and talk to Kim to see if you can get straightened out. Uh-huh. That's another question you can ask them at the pharmacy is, have you been trained on this?
When I order my prescriptions now, even though I know it's on my file, I always say to them, and remember that for all of these prescriptions, I need the talking RX label. They don't always look to see if it's on your file, even though they know it is.